Entre les cures, Liquid Entrepreneurship and Small Bars Daily Business. Dear friends of the liquid world, welcome back to the Entre Liqueur, to the lifestyle of liquid entrepreneurship. It's Saturday, the 24th of February. I'm sitting in Zurich in a hotel room of a 25-hour hotel because in the afternoon we have a nice event here, the Highball Circus, a nice tasting. And now I have like 30 minutes off, so I decided now it's time to record another episode of the Entre Liqueur. And I decided this because 2 days ago I received an email from Anchor and I decided that I'm quite a dickhead and an idiot and I did one of the biggest mistakes most people do when it comes to entrepreneurship. And I did it kind of well, at least with the Entre Liqueur. To be honest, let's be fair. I think we are quite active in the things we are doing. So we are currently doing lots of things. We are taking care of the business of Le Lion and Boilerman Bar. We successfully opened 3 bars this year with 25 hours, or in the last year, the Cinchona Bar, where I'm now doing the tasting, the Boilerman Bar in Munich and the Boilerman Bar in Hamburg. There's many, many other things going on. I started a really successful podcast in German. It's called Empfehlung eines Trinkers, successful in my world. I really like the feedback and what's going on, and the numbers are really raising up in this little niche of drinking. It's a podcast dedicated more like to people of who like good cocktails and good drinks and good ingredients, and it's more dedicated to drinking. That's why it's called Recommendations of a Drinker, of an Alcoholic. I don't know how you translate that. And so it was interesting. 2 days ago, I decided maybe I'm not a bad liquid entrepreneur because we do quite a lot of things. And in my world, they are quite cool. But my little project, Entre Liqueur, which I think is really cool, has been falling apart for the last 1 month or 2 months, which is a shame because I think it's something I definitely now want to catch up with because I really like the feedback from the first months when I was really starting all in. And the interesting thing is like in December or November last year when I started the Entre Liqueur, I had to look that up. It was dedicated to an app called Anchor. So Anchor was already known like years ago, but then they made a really big step and some major development. Sorry, sorry for that. And so they really pushed things and there was something growing. They really became a kind of social network for podcasts, quite interesting thing. So I heard about this quite often in a few other podcasts. A few people started again to mention Anchor. So a few months ago, I had a look at the Anchor app, which I was already known to, but it totally changed. And I thought, wow, it's really cool how they now give you possibility to really easy start a podcast. So in like 1 hour, I decided I'd do it. I started to record the first episode of the Entre Liqueur and then I pushed out like 25 or 26 episodes on a daily or every 2 days, every 3 days. So on a quite regular base, I just talked about my liquid entrepreneurship life and questions I had to people and I answered a few and it really took up. And also there was many, many people joining the Anchor app. Because I promoted it. I mean, it's not like big numbers. Anchor will not like, they will not notice that. But so there were many people from the bartending world coming to Anchor to listen to the content, which was really a compliment for me. Everything was good. And because of the success and of the new style of podcast, I really started to educate myself again on podcasting. So I read lots of things. How does podcasting work today? Because I run a few podcasts already years ago, so I understood how it worked. While doing these anchor feet, I on one side had the idea of starting this other podcast with the German content, Empfehlung eines Trinkers, for a more like consumer base, like just like our guests, people who just enjoy like great drinks and I really like the idea. But because I learned all the things in the 1 or 2 weeks, I decided to do it differently. I decided to record it on a different app. And this is very important in the podcast world. I wanted to own my feet. So if you're into podcasting, you maybe understand this. It's all about owning the feet. So if you use Anchor, Anchor owns the feet. So this at one point, maybe whenever Anchor fails or whatever has happened, or maybe you don't like their policy anymore or whatever, they control your feed where you are maybe become famous with on iTunes or other feed readers. So as more as I understood again how podcasting worked and how Anchor worked, and I made my thoughts for the new podcast, I thought and I started both then. So I did the Entrelikör and the Empfehlung eines Trinkers. And the Empfehlung eines Trinkers I started on my own feed with a different tool. So I decided, okay, at one point I have to change the format of Entrelikör because I want to own the feed as well. I want to own it, I want to make it all mine, I want to, you know, there's different workarounds. You can also have your own feed and then distribute it to Anchor. I did this with the last 1 or 2 episodes of the Entrelikör. I didn't record them in the app, I recorded them in other tools and then pushed them back. So there's different ways you can push it. And this is very technically, and maybe I will do a session on how we do all this podcast and how it's working. But I think it was more interesting for me also looking back, like 2 days ago when I decided I'm an idiot and a dick, that I just did a very typical mistake. I think many entrepreneurs do, or many bartenders when they want to open their own bar or when they do a project, or many people used to do the same mistake. And I had to laugh a little bit that this mistake happened to me again, because normally I'm really not doing this anymore. So the idea is, you know, the Entrelikör became really successful in a small niche on Anchor, in a very small niche on a bartender world. I just looked at my stats. So we reached like 6,000 downloads and it was okay for a start. It was really not bad. But then it started that I thought too much about the format and the concept. So I all of a sudden stopped recording because I had so much issues in my head and just so many decisions to make regarding to what podcast system I will use, who's controlling the feed, I should set up everything different, the website. There's many things going on when you want to, there's many, many different ways how to do a podcast. And it's interesting to see, because I started something which became, has a little notice. There was already a little, you know, it's loud outside. So already to get a little attention is a pain in the ass sometimes. And this thing definitely get a little attention from, you know, other bartenders, bar owners. So I get nice feedback. So it was all good. But then all of a sudden, not really realizing it, I stopped recording and publishing because I had too many concerns about the system and the format I was using in my head. And that's super bullshit. To be honest, 2 days ago, I received another email from Anchor and they told me, listen, we did everything new. Now it's 3.0, Anchor 3.0. And they definitely added amazing features to the app. So if you want to record your podcast, if you want to record your podcast, I promise you now Anchor is a killer app. But still, you don't own the feed. They own it. And you know what? I just had my thoughts about it. It doesn't care. And it's cool. So I just decided, fuck all concerns. It's bullshit. Just stay on Anchor and publish it till the death. So somebody is calling me now. Who's calling me? My phone is ringing. Wait a second. Somebody is calling me. Sorry, that was the bar manager, Michael Kampmann. He called me and said, Jörg, you need to come down. But I first told him, listen, I need to finish now my episode here on the podcast. So, and I think there's so many, you know, this struggling when you think too much about formats, because at the end, you know, on one side, Anchor is really growing. It is, especially in America, but also in the rest of the world, it's a niche, but it's super cool to become famous in a niche. And then maybe when you reached a different level, you can develop by side different ideas. But, you know, who gives a shit? I mean, yes, maybe I can lose my feet, but I don't give a shit. Because, you know, you just have to make the race that you become kind of, people know you enough and then they will follow you even if they lose the feet. So, and I don't think, I mean, Anchor is becoming quite successful. I don't think it's really an issue anymore. So, it was fun for me when I read this email like 3 days ago. I checked Anchor again. I was like, whoa, they really did some amazing changes. But still, my main concerns, like you cannot control the feed, is still there. And I just decided it's bullshit. And I think it's with so many things. When you want to open your bar, when you want to, you know, it's all about just do it. Just, you know, do it, keep on doing it. And then, you know, for sure you have to adjust, for sure you have to make it as good as possible. I mean, Anchor is amazing quality as far as I can spot, also with download possibilities and how they distribute it. So it gives you really an high start to start. And then it's all up to you. If people take it and if you use this tool to become a little bit famous in your niche you want to occupy, and then you have to bring it from there to the next level. But the biggest problem is that people, when they start a project or when they start their own bar or when they think about their career or whatever, or some little projects like for me, the Entrelecure, that they too much think about it and they think it too much to the end and they want to do it perfect. And that's bullshit. 70% of, you know, maybe 70% is not perfect, but it's better than zero. So if I stop pushing out content on the Entrelecure podcast, nobody will know me as the guy who's doing many, many projects, many, many hotels, his own bars, he's doing, you know, I just think liquid entrepreneurship, operating bars, working with bartenders, with female bartenders, with amazing people. It's an amazing industry and it's amazing to be also successful there as a kind of entrepreneur. It's very special, it's very hard, it's very own rules, it's different from startup world or some other glamorous things, but I really love it. And I think it's just, you know, now I just made my, what's the English word, my amen and said, yes, I will, you know, I will not rethink the format, I will just, you know, push out content on Anchor. Maybe I will find the time in the background to set it up more, even cooler. And if not, I give a shit. And I think this is what many, many people, if you have done projects or if you open your bar, whatever happened to you. And I think many, many of you know this. And I would love to hear your feedback on this. What do you think about? For me, it's all about doing it, starting it. Having 75% is better than 0%. For sure, 95% super cool, but if it's not possible, then start with 60%. It's better than zero. 50% is better than zero. If you're under 50%, that's shit. Don't do it. But I think you get the idea. It's all about starting it and doing it. So I'm back. I'm starting to give you a little update of my world of liquid entrepreneurship over the next days and weeks and months and hopefully years. And I will stay on Anchor and I give a shit about the format anymore. I just want to push out content and this is amazing what tools offer you possibility to do it. And if you are up to and if you speak German, you can check out the other podcast, Empfehlung eines Trinkers, which is a totally different setup. But also very nice and a good niche. And yeah, I would love to hear your feedback. I'm the Entrelecure is back now, end of February. I'm super proud. I will speak about that in the next episode. We are doing a few talks on bar shows in, for example, Cologne. And there's another one in Belgium and Russia, somebody is calling. And so maybe there's some opportunities where we guys can meet. Hopefully. Now I have to run down because the bar managers are waiting. We are doing the Highball Circus, which is a really nice event. And I will talk about more the event line also, which we do now in Boilerman, because I think it's a really cool tool to promote your business in a nice way. But first and foremost, very important, don't overthink the thing. Just do it. Start with 60%. It's better than zero. If you reach 75, you're awesome. Fuck 90, fuck 100%. Just do it. So speak soon, my friends. Bye bye. Check out entreliqueur.net for more information about my liquid entrepreneurship and small bars daily business. Do me a favor, on the website you also find a newsletter sign up. Please sign up. And in general, please, I would love to hear your feedback. Send me your thoughts. And even more important, send me your questions. I will try to answer them.